This is pure me. Yeah, it's me in a nutshell. There's no doubt. That's why I'm here tonight. It's why I was in Cologne yesterday, and I was on the Rhine, and I went into the cathedral for the fifth or sixth time in my life, and I saw the new Gerhard Richter. I saw the window, and I was taken there at 1 o'clock in the afternoon, where my friend knew the sun would be there. Gregor Koenig, broadcaster in Cologne. Mm-hmm. And the light was coming through this magnificent mosaic, 70 different colors, 4,500 tiles, mosaic. And we saw it, and we went all the way across to the north transept and sat there in the choir seats, bathed in this light. Shit, it was Joseph and his coat of many colours, glazed. I thought it was magnificent. The modern put against this massive, unique piece of Gothic architecture. It was very touching. And that's why I'm here. That's why I'm the stranger in town. All everywhere I go, I'm the stranger in town. I'm people watching, I'm looking. But it came from, it's all about the rebel who has lost his way, is what he says. The rebel who's lost his way but found the buried key. Because I find on my travels, I actually do discover my raison d'etre. I go home for 3 weeks and I get very lost. We're very busy in my house, very busy. We have some woodland and orchard and gardens and things. We're very busy with people who do things, and my wife's very active. It's very busy, but I get a guilty conscience about not looking busy. And being a writer that is a musician who's not on the road looks like he's got nothing to do. And I'm a working class boy. My dad, his ethical code is that you have to look busy. You've got to be busy. Use your hand. Be busy. Do something. Be useful. Make yourself useful, he'd say. Make yourself useful. Actually, I'm just reading, Dad. No, make yourself bleeding useful. No, I'm thinking. I'm just thinking. Because people like me, as you know, any writer, you think a lot. You have to think. You look at that blank sheet and you think, and people think you're doing nothing. But you're actually looking at a blank sheet that you intend to turn into an epic masterpiece.
But the beam of goodness, is it what our society needs?
Yeah, it's a religious allegory. It's horrible. A friend, a very, very good friend of mine, who's a lawyer, and a brilliant criminal lawyer, very, very successful criminal lawyer. He gets the bad guys. He actually gets the police. He prosecutes against the police a lot, bent police, bent coppers, you know, crooked police. Terrifically successful, brilliantly witty, very, very great company. And he came to the studio on my invitation, and I said, come and stay the night. We were in a big farmhouse with loads of bedrooms and residential studio. Come for dinner, chill out, meet the guys, hang out, and they love it. He's a 52-year-old lawyer, and he's with a rock band in a studio. It's like, all these Christmases have come at once. Sophisticated man, but if you just buy tickets and don't do it, I've only learned this recently, how much people love to be at sound checks and backstage. So in the studio, he was like really, really 2 days of sheer heaven for him. And we played that back, and I said to him, what do you think? Is it too dark, you know? And it's me, it's a long dark river my boat sails on down to the murky sea. And he said, yeah, but it's just so you, you do this all the time. You turn it around, there's a beam of goodness in your light. And he'd remembered it from one listen. There's a beam of goodness in your light that, comfort me. But it's a lonely man, a long, dark river. My boat sails on. He's not even in control. I'm not sailing the boat. The boat sails on down to the murky sea. All I see is darkness and mud, murky rubbish. Where a beam of goodness in your light serves to comfort me, which is religion. It's simply there are no atheists on a sinking ship. And so it's me and my God is on my shoulder, you know, with us, you know, I'm not going to preach, I'm not like that, but it's reassuring. Yeah, that song is, it is a song of desperation in many ways. I'll sing it tonight as though my life depends on it. I sing it on stage as though it's the end of my career.